to find a posture that's comfortable for you, where you can be in a relaxed but alert, or maybe we can say relaxed and alert posture. And of course, it's fine to shift posture. If for any reason you're tired, you can stand up. The main thing is just to keep the inner practice going. And then we'll move to setting intentions, intentions such as central aspect of our practice in so many ways, everyday life, also the formal meditation. And so I want to invite today particularly the invitation, or let me back up, I want to invite particularly the intention to invite positive qualities to be present this morning in our sitting, to invite qualities we might call awakened, qualities like mindfulness, like concentration and stillness, like equanimity, like energy in the body, joy, metta, loving kindness. Maybe choose one or two of those qualities and invite awakened, we might call them beautiful qualities, invite beautiful qualities to be present. Doesn't mean they always accept the invitation, but at least let's give the invitation. And then we'll start out with our typical grounding practice, our initial cultivation of mindfulness, in which we focus on one area of experience and keep coming back when the mind's distracted. That area of experience often is the breath, where the breath is easiest to follow. Sometimes at the nostrils or the upper lip. Sometimes the chest, the lungs expanding and contracting. Sometimes the belly. You can even keep your hand on your belly or maybe in the heart area. And just track the sensations associated with the breath. If you're staying with the breath, you can make a mental note in and out. And some of you have heard the instructions I sometimes give that one good way to develop further concentration that can work for many of us is to give a brief quiet label in, a brief quiet label out for the out-breath. And then typically after the out-breath, there's a very short pause. Could be no more than half a second. That's often a time when the mind wanders, and so it can be quite skillful to say in, out, pause, and during the pause, bring your attention maybe to your hands or to your whole body, and then you wait for the in-breath to start, which could just, again, typically it'd be half a second, but in that half second, our mind often wanders, so this can be helpful. If you haven't done this before and are trying it out, know that it can feel a little awkward at first, but you get used to it pretty quickly. So that would be in, out, and right at the end of the out-breath, pause, and then you just wait for the new in-breath. In, out, pause, in, and so forth. And that can be very helpful for developing concentration, which is actually one of the factors of awakening. For some of us, the breath is not suitable. Maybe there's a history of asthma, and the breath is not emotionally neutral. Then we would focus on some other area of experience, which is emotionally neutral, always there. Could be the hands touching together, the contact with the chair, could be sound. And if we use those as our focus area, we can also call it our anchor. If we use those, then we stay at the level of sensation, let's say with the hands touching. Just stay there. When the mind wanders, we notice that and just come back. So let's stay now for about the next maybe 7 or 8 minutes, just with that grounding, just with that settling, being with the breath or some other area focus. As we continue to sit quietly, we can open up our awareness some, still staying with the main focus area, the anchor, the breath, or some other area of focus. Still staying with that, but then when something else becomes predominant, we can be with that as long as it's predominant. A thought may just come, we notice it, it passes. We can give that a little label, planning, and then go back to the anchor. Also helpful to notice, as we've been noticing the last few sessions, notice if there's something like reactivity, a negative reaction to a thought or an emotion or a body state, kind of a habitual pushing away, can be at the level of the body or the emotions or thinking, could be blaming or judging thoughts. Or if there's any reactivity of a positive sign, which is positive kind, which is more the grasping, the, again, tends to be habitual liking, and then grabbing hold of a thought or an emotion or a body experience. It can be sometimes more gross, sometimes more subtle. So be on the lookout for that, as well as noticing whatever becomes predominant. If it stays for a while, like maybe emotion with some thoughts, if it stays for a minute, just be with it. Be with it at the level of the body, level of the mind, the thoughts, and then the emotions that are occurring. And we continually keep returning to the anchor. As we continue to sit quietly, I want to also invite us to be aware when there are awakened qualities, beautiful qualities present. Sometimes these happen and we're not aware that they're occurring. You know, the quality of being present or mindful. Just make a note when there is mindfulness. Or it might be when there's balance or equanimity. So one way to do this would be maybe every 2 or 3 minutes just to ask, what qualities are here? Noticing particularly the positive qualities. Could be mindfulness, could be equanimity or balance, could be kindness or compassion or care. So we invited those at the beginning of the session, and we also want to track when they're there. Sometimes they can happen and we don't notice them, but it's helpful to notice when they're occurring. Noticing also tranquility, or when the mind is settled, or when there's joy. So just have a look for that. Again, that way to do it every few minutes, just asking what's present right now. I'll ring the bell once and we'll go now to our group practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.